Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Here, Bird Show.
The number one show on television right now is Dancing with the Stars. It beat out American Idol again last week in the ratings. So this is the third time this season it's been number one. And last night was a big departure of Jake Pavelka. He was the latest bachelor on the Wings of Love and was also competing on Dancing with the Stars. And when he was eliminated last night, he got pretty emotional when he was talking about his relationship with his dancing partner.
Is there anything that you want to say to Chelsea?
Thank you so much, Chelsea. You're one of my best friends.
Crying.
Chloe, come on.
Crying.
I have loved every second of this. I love you. Thank you for being so great to my beautiful fiance, Vienna. Thank you, everybody, for watching and keeping me in.
Let me ask y'all a question.
It's a little over the top.
Seriously. Yeah, let me ask you a question. If your significant others had been on a show like this and then they were crying because they were leaving and telling you that their dance partner was their best friend,
right?
I'd be like,
when that happened,
I'd be like, well, why are you crying?
Why cry about that?
Especially a guy crying, like, your best friend.
No, I would be.
I love you.
Ticked.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, what?
Yes.
Why are you crying?
I would. To me, it's just like Jesse James. It's better to find out now that he's a girly crier over nonsense than
No, it's different. No, that's not what I'm asking. He's crying and calling his dance partner his best friend.
And he's engaged right now, right? So that should be his best friend.
Yes.
So she's like, what? Here's what I want to know from women, though, like, because I think that dudes have been bred that women want a guy that's sensitive, and Stacey would pay $150 to see me cry more often, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I want to know from women, when has it turned you off to see your man cry? Like over what?
Like Tim Tebow?
Like Tim Tebow crying on the sidelines. You're sitting there and you're watching Florida. And Tebow starts crying on the sidelines and your man starts crying. That's a turn off right there.
But like, who was the guy, Drew Brees from the Saints, right? He's crying. He's like, wins the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. He's got his baby in his hand and his wife
That's
there.
That's good, though.
That's a good cry.
Right.
Phil Mickelson, good cry.
Tim Tebow, wasn't there another player like rubbing his head?
I mean, like, he lost a game and he was boohooing like a sore loser. Loser cry.
That's what I want to know right there. If you're a woman and you've been turned off by your man crying, I want to know what the circumstance is. 404-741-Q100.
If you're a dude and you're crying to the point where another guy comes up and rubs your back in comfort, like, that's a bad cry. Like, if you see a crying dude with another man rubbing his back and it's not like a funeral type situation...
There are going to be different levels to this, too. Like, when your man's dog passes away, if he cries, okay.
Cool.
Totally cool. If he's crying 2 weeks later,
not cool.
Okay, then we got problems.
Always.
It depends
on how close.
A man and his dog, he can cry to me anytime. A man and his best friend, to me, that's fine.
A man can always cry over his father.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Or his mama.
Right. Or his mother.
That's acceptable.
Or a sibling or a child.
But what is not? Yeah. Elizabeth, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning. My husband definitely cried with Tim Tebow as he cried. Definitely a turn off.
So when is your divorce final?
No.
That's okay.
We're still married, but I'm a Georgia fan and he's a Florida fan and he was crying right with him.
I get it. You get to hang that over his head for the rest of his life. Perfect.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So did you say to him, like, suck it up, dude? It's a football game. Come on.
Yeah, I know. That's exactly what I said. And we had plans that night. I was like, all right, wrap it up. You know, cry it all up. Let's go. We gotta go.
Wrap it up. The passion of the sport, I understand.
Mm-mm. Wendy, when is it not acceptable to cry for a guy?
Especially after fights. It seems like he thinks it's over. And he just starts crying,
and I
just start laughing at him.
Oh, no.
This is your boyfriend?
He seems like he's very emotional, and he cries a lot about everything.
This is a boyfriend or husband?
Husband. I've been with him for 12 years.
So every time you guys fight, he's boo-hooing after it?
Yes.
Can you say therapy?
I'm curious about this, if this guy's wife knew, but I have a friend who is in a supervisor position over a guy and said that she was shocked when he was in her office and she was reprimanding him for something and he began to cry.
Oh, that's it's unacceptable on so many different levels.
She was
right
so
there.
Turned off, but she has no relationship with this guy, but she was in shock.
Melanie, besides Jake bawling last night after getting kicked off of Dancing with the Stars, when is it totally unacceptable for a dude to cry?
When he realizes he can't get a Harley Davidson.
No!
Seriously? Really?
Really? My ex-husband was crying on the couch when I came home.
Ex-husband.
And I asked him what was wrong. I thought somebody had died. And he realized the financing fell through on his Harley Davidson.
No.
That's great.
And one of the reasons why he's your ex-husband now, right?
One of them, yes.
Was he like wearing his chaps? While he was crying, holding on to them.
Oh, come on.
Sometimes you really want that Harley.
Here is Hillary. Good morning.
Good morning. Every time my boyfriend watches The Knight's Tale, he bawls like a baby.
What?
A Knight's Tale.
Is that a cartoon?
He loves it when they're reunited with his father.
Oh, really? Does your husband have, like, daddy issues?
No, he's never had daddy issues. He just loves that part.
I mean, that is an emotional part of the movie. Because his dad is blind, and I know it's him, and it's sweet.
End of Rudy.
I never really cried at the end of Rudy. I mean, it's
what's the last movie that made you cry?
End of Ratatouille.
I was tears of happiness that it was finally over. The last movie that made me cry wasn't that long ago. I can't remember it, though. Stacy's begging me to cry sometimes, though. Like,
she burns you. Like, you're asleep. She gets a cigarette lighter and holds it under your bottom part of your arm where it really hurts.
The Burt Show.
Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just $10.
$10 for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.